Good morning, everyone. I am a native Chicagoan, but I'm also a Mets fan, so I'm a little bit clinically depressed myself, not literally, this week. So I'm going to be speaking to you today about a specific example of our hub data in action. As Laura mentioned, I'm going to be talking to you about monitoring Hep B screening in the Chinese immigrant population in New York. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So no need to be an expert in Hep B. I'm just going to make a couple big points here of why this is an important public health issue. First, that it is an issue that is highly concentrated in certain high-risk populations. So only about 0.5% in the general population in the U.S. But within high-risk groups from countries of high Hep B endemicity, like China, there's about 10% chronic disease infection of Hep B, which is HBV for shorthand in this data. Highly concentrated in Chinese populations. It's also a dangerous disease, so if it goes undetected, about 1 in 4 cases result in death from cirrhosis or liver cancer. And it's also a very silent infection, so many cases do go undetected, asymptomatic for many years. So screening becomes a very important issue for this particular health topic. In New York City, we have a very large Chinese immigrant population. It's about 400,000 people. That is the size of about a small city, like a Miami, Florida or something. So very, very large population. We also have a massive provider population, about 10,000 primary care providers in New York City, we estimate, and about 40,000 healthcare providers of any specialty. So, and by the way, we estimate that among our practice population, about 70% of our practices are providers of 5 or fewer. So it's a very, very fragmented, really small practices. It's still characterized that way. So you can imagine how hard it is to do tracking and work, quality improvement work, within that many practices. And then we also know that although USPSTF does recommend Hep B screening in high-risk populations, we know that a lot of providers are not doing a really, really good job of that. So one study showed that only about 30 to 50% of people born in these high-risk areas were being screened in New York City. So there is a lot of work to be done there, and as a health department, we need to do that work, but we don't have the resources to go out and work with 10,000 providers on improving their Hep B screening. It probably wouldn't actually make sense to do so, since this is a disease that is so highly concentrated in certain populations. It would make a lot more sense to go into practices who are actually seeing those high-risk populations and do the work there, or at least prioritize it there. So we want to use our data to kind of zero in on where those practices are. So some key questions that we want to answer. First of all, we just want to understand what are the rates of Hep B screening in our practices, and then what are the rates in those populations, in those practices that are seeing high rates of Chinese immigrants. The problem is that foreign-born status is not captured in the EHR, as you probably know, so we have to figure out some creative ways to try to target that population. So we've been working with the preferred language data to try to explore that as a possible rough proxy for some foreign-born populations. And by the way, I'm sorry, this isn't in my slides, but you may know that through meaningful use, the preferred language data has gotten much, much better in the EHR. So in our data, the last time we looked, it was like over 90% populated. So we know that there's data there that we can start to explore for this purpose. So the analysis that we've done here, part one is just to kind of explore the construct validity or see if we feel reasonably confident about that we're calling the Chinese, we're using Chinese preferred language as a rough proxy for Chinese-born Asians in New York City. And by the way, I might refer to that sometimes just for shorthand as Chinese-speaking, but what I'm talking about is patients who have selected their preferred language as Chinese in the EHR. And then once we feel reasonably confident about that, using that as a rough proxy, we want to look at the overall Hep B screening rate, and we want to look at it stratified by race and language. And then we want to examine the variation within those practices that seem to be serving a high Chinese-speaking population. So this is 2013 data for 369 small primary care practices. And we're further restricting to practices who are demonstrating reliable use of electronic lab interface, since this is a lab-based question. And then we do a little carve-out analysis to further examine practices who we consider to be these high Chinese immigrant serving, which we're defining as greater than 20% Chinese speaking. We're just restricting this to three race categories, since Asian is the main race that we're concerned with here. So we're just stratifying patients as either Asian, non-Asian, or they're missing their race data in the AHR. And then within the Asian category, we further stratify to five language categories: Chinese, English, other Asian, that would include like South Asian languages, none of the above, that would include things like French or German, and then the patient is missing their language data. Our main question is, did they get a Hep B screening in 2013? So we're using one codes for the Hep B surface antigen test, and we're excluding patients who have a prior diagnosis of Hep B. So just to go through this quickly, we're only restricting this to adult patients. We have about 638,000 patients in the data. About 20% of them are Asian, and then within the Asian population, about half have selected Chinese as a language preference. And just a note that, as I mentioned to you, even though we're allowing practices of up to 10 providers, you see that the mean of number of providers is like between 1 and 2, so very small practices here. So this is our zip code level map of New York City. And this is ACS data that's laid over it, and the darker areas have higher proportions of patients that are born in China. And those darkest areas get up to like 35 and 40%, so those are very highly concentrated areas of people who were born in China. That's lower Manhattan, sort of Chinatown, and then northern Queens Chinatown, and southern Brooklyn Chinatown. And so here I'm overlaying first our Asian race data from our practices. So these are our practices in the sample, and the darker and larger the dot, the higher their proportion of Asian patients in the practice. And you can kind of see that there's reasonable concordance between practices that are serving high Asian, and they're sort of centered in those residential areas where there's high Chinese born. But of course we know that Asian is a very broad category, and that comprises a lot of groups. And so here we're zooming in on the Queens Chinatown area and the surrounding area, and we see a number of practices just below the darker chlorofluff areas where there are a lot of Asian patients there, but we also know that that's not really a center for Chinese-born residents. And if you know Queens, you know that area is actually more South Asian. So we're not really capturing the population that we're interested in there. The one other thing I want to point out here is that also within the Chinatown areas, there are a number of practices there that you see that don't really seem to be serving Asian patients, which is what we tend to see in our data. Asian patients really tend to highly self-select and cluster into certain practices. So again, we don't really want to go into those practices and do this work or prioritize those. Those aren't the practices that are seeing a lot of those types of patients. So the Asian data, the race data, helps us a lot. But when we use the Chinese preferred language data, we see that area, if I toggle back and forth between these two maps, all those practices that I just pointed out to you, just below the darkest chloroplasts areas, you see that those, when we go to the Chinese language data, they're no longer lighting up. So we know that those are not really practices that are serving a big Chinese population. So we start to feel kind of confident about using the language preference data as a rough proxy. And I just want to mention, I'm going to skip over the next slide because it says largely the same thing, but we know that we're not proving here that Chinese, you know, or Chinese language equals that you're a Chinese immigrant. But remember that we just want a rough proxy at the practice level of saying, does this practice seem to serve a high Chinese immigrant population? And we're really pretty confident that if a practice is serving like 20% of its patient population is saying, I prefer to speak Chinese, that's probably a practice that is serving a high, you know, Chinese immigrant population. So we feel pretty confident about that. And by the way, we have about 50 practices in our data here that that meet that category of greater than 20% selected Chinese language preference. That's down from 369 practices. So we've been able to kind of identify, okay, we think this is where our priority practices are for this issue. I'm showing you the stratified means by race and language categories, and what's at the top is just all the practices in the sample, and then the second table is the practices who are serving that what we consider to be high Chinese immigrant population. You can see that the rates of screening are very low. They top out on average at about 15%, although I don't like to focus on averages too much in our data because our data is so heavily skewed and so heavily spread that averages don't mean that much. You see in the mins and maxes that we go anywhere from zero screening across the boards up to like 70%. And we do see that among our Chinese-speaking Asian population, providers are doing a little bit more screening there, maybe about two or three times as much as in the rest of the population, but we still don't see anywhere near the numbers that we'd want to see in this data. And this is kind of just a similar view of the data, but just looking at the overall practice rate for each of these practices in our data. And on the along the x-axis is the proportion of patients that you have who are Chinese speaking. So we see that even if you get up into like the 80%, your patients are 80% Chinese speaking, a lot of practices doing like 5-10% screening. Those are our priority practices that we would want to get into. So just to wrap up, rates of screening very, very low from what we see in our data. I didn't touch on the second point too much, but we have a high degree of Hep B screening variability, that's just a variability, across practices. So even though practices kind of tend to do similar things within, we see a lot of variation across the practices. We actually want to see the opposite, where we see practices screening a lot of high-risk patients, and we see practices across the boards doing similar things. And then we do think that Chinese preferred language may be useful in helping us to identify Chinese immigrant populations. Just to know that this data is very informatory to us, it's not confirmatory, so we know we need to do on the ground work to confirm some of our findings. I'd like to thank all of my co-authors and some other people at PCIP who were integral to working on this data and our PCIP field staff. Thank you.